Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Pistons fans, a word, if you don't mind. We opened the show with this, and I just, it's probably a little early for you to be in the car going to the game, but work with me. Am I overconfident or am I simply on the pulse of the people? Unlike Jim Costa, who wouldn't say they're winning tonight, I'm guaranteeing they are. I absolutely feel in my heart Pistons are winning tonight. And I have reasons. It's not like just some stupid, oh, I got a feeling. It's Brunson and Hart. That didn't look like the play acting stuff that has been thrown out there, nor did it look like Brunson a couple games ago where you thought he was dead and then he came back, you know, dancing around like Michael Flatley. Last game, oh yeah, he came back. He was moving different. He had an awful fourth quarter. And if you looked at the way the floor kind of torqued and it what it did to his leg and high ankle, guys, I'm wondering if Brunson is just at the end. Then combine it with Josh Hart, who is one of the toughest guys in the league, but Josh Hart is incredibly banged up. And I just wonder if those two are compromised, what do the Knicks have? And I made jokes earlier, you know, about whatever the guy, Miles McBride, he's terrible. They don't have players to go to. I like campaign. Cameron Payne can play a little bit. I don't mind him. But if you've reached Landry Shamet phase, you know you got a problem. But I want to know.
Payne is very
streaky.
Yeah.
He can come in, drop 11 in a minute and 30, or he's 0 for 6 and you want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, I agree. Right now, he's like your Malik Beasley.
Yes. So I just wanted to ask you guys the question. What is your emotional state headed into tonight's game 6? Mine is complete confidence. And maybe I'll end up being wrong, but I'm not going to lie to you. Like, what am I going to do? Get on the air, Rico? Be like, oh, yeah, guys, you got to really be concerned tonight. No, I think this is going to game 7.
I think if they win tonight and it goes to game 7, that's why I will have the confidence that you have. If it goes to game 7, they win the series because too much pressure will be on New York. The crowd will be too tight. The coach, everything. The players for the Knicks. But you have to win game 6. In order to win game 6, I look at a couple of things. One, you almost have to treat it as if you're in New York and not play up to the crowd and not get involved with the crowd and not try to do things to hype up the crowd. You've won your 2 games in New York because I do think you had that us versus the world mentality. You came back home. You've lost 2 games. And the stupid turnovers. Not good defense turnovers. I'm talking about throw the ball to the third row turnovers and there's nobody there. You have to cut that down. You can't have the magical number, and it's, can you at least keep it under 14 turnovers for tonight and you give yourself a chance to win?
I'll tell you, town's all hopped up for Pistons hoops. It's disappointing. That's okay, though.
Well, I mean, they should. This is the biggest game at the LCA ever.
There's no question.
Yeah.
And you got it back from New York. You have the ability to earn a Game 7, a Game 7 that, yeah, the way the Knicks have played. Look, I feel bad because when I say this, most people can't sort through it and they think it's a shot. It's not. Knicks haven't played very well. That's not a you problem. And I also think, I don't think I give you a ton of credit for a lot of that. Now, if you want to say, oh, well, Assur's defense on Brunson, cutscene, 4 games with 30 or more to start the playoffs. The only guy who's done that is Jordan. Take it easy on labeling Assur Thompson, Gary Payton. The point I'm making is they've had weird no-shows. Tom Thibodeau's been an absentee coach. And then last game, Cat and Brunson played horrific.
Yeah.
So,
well, Cat getting into the foul trouble really helped the Pistons out because he had to sit for a long period. And the backup center, he couldn't make a free throw to save his life.
Mitchell Robinson shooting free throws is so painful.
Because you're sitting there saying, you're an NBA player.
It's worse than Ben Wallace.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I know we got other stuff to do, but it's like, how is it that you just can't go out and practice free
throws? Rico, he was a 68% shooter for his career. He's at like 40. Most of these free throws, they have no shot of going in. Why? They never get above the rim.
I've never seen.
It's crazy.
And you just hit the bottom of the net.
But I I know they haven't won at home, and I know the Knicks, you know, turned the series here, but like, I don't know that continues.
Well, I look at it as all 5 games, Mike, because I was laughing like it was like the Knicks and 5.5 points. I'm like, man, I'm taking the Pistons. Like every game, it's within a point or two. It's a possession, which is why I say if you're the Pistons, limit the turnovers. You get the extra possession. You take it away from New York, and you're fine. Don't give Brunson a chance to break your heart. Don't give Cat a chance to hit a 30-foot three. Don't turn the ball over, especially late in the game. Somebody help out Cade so he doesn't have to do everything.
Look, if Brunson and Josh Hart look great early, then this opinion's going to get thrown in the garbage.
You really think that they are not the same?
I just, it looked different to me.
Because every time I think Brunson is done.
I know, it's Paul Pierce wheelchair. I know.
He's the Undertaker. Nope, I'm back.
Yeah, and you might be right. And Lord knows these players get the best care in the world. And I just, we saw Steve Kerr last night punt. I mean, I said it to Cookies earlier, and I'm not joking when I say it. There's a part of me where, depending on the status of Hart and Brunson, maybe you just say, you know what? Let's fire our one big bullet back at the Garden, give my guys 3 days, 4 days rest, and let's try to do this right. Because I'm telling you, if they get into this game again tonight and it's a war in the fourth quarter, you're right. I don't know what the Knicks will have left for Game 7.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Mike. It makes sense, except for the fact.
Makes sense on paper. It's not something any coach is going to do realistically.
No, what Kerr did, because he has Game 6.
Correct.
So if that fails, he still has Game 7. If you're New York, you're risking it all on a Game 7. Pistons are coming in with all the momentum. Your crowd, everybody will be on pins and needles waiting for the collapse. Not waiting to celebrate, waiting for the, what was the reason, Tibbs, that you lost this series after being up 3-1?
Yeah. And again, the tenor in New York, and we can get back into it at 5:00. The tenor has already changed to, when Thibodeau was fired, not if. Mikal Bridges slander and trade talk. It's already a very negative tone. Now, again, I think part of that is you have a fan base in New York that thought they were going to sweep this team. Well, that was never going to happen. You know, to me, the Pistons, it was probably a six-game series. Well, it could be a six-game series. But I don't care about the right, wrong crap. I watched the series, and look, I think Pistons are winning tonight. I really, really do. But maybe I'm the only one who cares. That's fine. Hey, can 100 guys kill a gorilla? 248. I don't know what you guys are into, but we got a game six tonight, okay? So take the blue pill, see if you can muster up some energy here to talk hoops, and away we go. Otherwise, I'm going to have David preview the Kentucky Derby till six, and I'm leaving. 248-539-9797.
You won't. That's oxygen.
That won't be entertaining.
You know what, David? You would have a listener of one. That's oxygen to him.
I'm David's biggest fan. You're his only fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.